On this episode of the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast, we're joined by Jackie Bazura of Bicycle Motorworks and Megan Lysowski of Feet, fostering equitable access to transportation. They're working to provide e-bikes, training, and gear to people in our community who need reliable and affordable transportation. We talk about how the nonprofit came together, how it's grown, and how you can help, especially by showing up for their 90s rave revival, Pedaling for a Change, on April 5th at Sokol's in South Bethlehem. Big thank you to our partners, WDIY, Lehigh Valley Health Network, Wind Creek Event Center, Michael Bernadin of Remax Real Estate, Molly's Irish Grill and Sport Pub, and Banco Beverage Company. Let's talk about raves and e-bikes. Hello, everybody. It's another episode of the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast, and I'm here with Jackie and Megan to talk about Feet PA, which is fostering equitable access to transportation. They help provide electric bikes to lower-income individuals in the Lehigh Valley in need of reliable transit, and this is really a homegrown organization I'm excited to learn more about, and we're going to find out how people can get more involved. So Jackie and Megan, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. I'm Jackie Bazura with Bicycle Motorworks. We manufacture e-bike batteries in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
I am Megan Lysowski. I am the leader of Feet here in Bethlehem. I'm just a concerned individual who wanted to get something done, wanted to work with some great people, and here we are.
And I'm excited to have both of you on, but really, Megan, your story of, you know, going to meetings and then, you know, getting involved and now kind of leading an organization or taking up a lot of responsibility is a great example, in my opinion. So Jackie, can we do a manufacturer e-batteries in Bethlehem? Tell me more about your company.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So we've been in business for 10 years. We manufacture high quality, high current e-bike batteries, replaceable batteries, or we custom design them. We wanted to give back to the community. You know, the community has been so kind to us throughout these 10 years. In that, we have done a lot of research as far as what other nations are doing and a sustainable e-bike supported model. And how would that look like? So that would look like environmentally friendly. It's affordable. It's reliable. And it creates growth.
Sure. I'm, you know, preaching to the choir. How it's grown in the last 10 years, it went from e-bikes were kind of a novelty or those types of, you know, transportation to now you see them everywhere. But then tell me about like the genesis of Feet though. Like where did you say, hey, we manufacture e-batteries, but we also want to talk about the sustainability of that. And we want to have an organization, you know, that can help get some of these things. So can you tell me about how it started? How did Feet the organization start?
Oh, okay. So it really started with an idea that to provide affordable transportation to low-income individuals. And I am not the only person that has that idea. Chris Briggs from Bethlehem E-Bike also has that same idea. Actually, I met him through Bicycle Motorworks. He was one of our customers. And from there, he actually said, you know what, you gotta go to the Lehigh Valley Planning Commission meeting. And so I attended, and that's where we met Megan.
The Lehigh Valley Planning Commission meeting, it was an environment workshop. And when we were there, it wasn't really a workshop. It was more of just a, hey, here's what we've done. Here's our slides. And so Chris stood up and was like, we've got some great people in this room. We all need to work together. Like, let's put our heads together to do something. And I thought, I like this guy's zeal. So I messaged him. I connected with him on LinkedIn. I found out about how he and Jackie had been working together on this project to provide e-bikes to low-income individuals. And so we've been working together for about a year. As of a month ago, we are now officially a nonprofit under the fiscal sponsorship of Humanitarian Social Innovations. So now we have the ability, we can raise funds, we can donate these e-bikes and really get the project going.
For somebody like myself, who's just learning about it for the first time, like what does it do? How do you identify people? Is it only in the Lehigh Valley? Is it Pennsylvania? Can you kind of give me the breakdown?
So right now, what we do is we provide e-bikes one-to-one. So one person, one e-bike. We connect with established outreach institutions to identify candidates, people who are willing to ride an e-bike, who can actually use it to get to work and for their daily errands. And From there, we have them fill out a form so we can gauge what kind of training that they need, what kind of accessories do they need, do they need an air pump, do they need a backpack, do they need a bike lock, those kinds of things, so that when they get on the road, they have the skills and the comfortability to ride the way that they need to.
Can you talk about the rise of e-bikes in the last decade or so, and how maybe that has given transportation or provided transportation to some people who maybe wouldn't have had it previously?
Yes. I think, well, so I think the e-bike has been the number one alternative transportation source. It gets you to A to B quicker. It's affordable. I mean, look at the rising costs of used cars, gasoline, insurance. It also increases access to A to B quicker, and it's affordable.
Lehigh Valley Health Network is now proudly part of Jefferson Health, and together we're bringing you more hospitals and outpatient locations for added convenience, more nationally ranked specialists for expert care, more clinical trials, and more innovation to improve outcomes. We're investing in your well-being and building healthier communities, because more expertise and convenient care means better outcomes and a healthier you. Jefferson Health and Lehigh Valley Health Network, together for the future of care.
So we work with established outreach institutions to identify candidates. So we've approached Cafe the Lodge. They've been a great partner in identifying the people who it would be a benefit for. I ride my bike every day, and I realize not everyone rides their bike every day. Not everyone is comfortable riding a bike. And so it's not going to work for everyone. So we work with other organizations to find out who it would work for. I also used to just ride a regular bike to work every day. And then I moved to the south side, to the top of a hill. And I needed the motor to help get me up there every day. I'm going 2 miles, and on the way down, it's great. On the way back, I need that assistance. And that's what an e-bike is able to offer me.
Like, not only you guys put together this organization, which is great, we're going to talk about how people can get involved, but we have a 90s rave revival coming up. Can you tell me more about this event? I know DJ Brad Scott's going to be there, which is always a selling point. But tell me more about the event, and what's the idea behind it?
So this is a 90s throwback event. It's featuring DJ Brad Scott on April 5th from 7-11 p.m. It's going to be at Sokol's in Bethlehem. So it's going to be a throwback of the 90s. So 90s attire is highly encouraged, and good dance shoes. There'll be a lot of dancing. Everybody that enters will get a free glow stick. What else?
It's a good selling point.
What else?
And then it's we're raising money for feet.
Oh, yes. You're raising money for feet. So it's $15 at the door or online. If you visit Bicycle Motorworks and click on event, you can secure your tickets online. And you can also submit what song you want to hear. So if you do that, DJ Brad Scott would be more than happy to throw it out there. We're raising money for an e-bike for somebody through Cafe the Lodge and through the Family Self-Sufficiency Program that's located in the south side of Bethlehem. Yeah, so join us April 5th at Sokol's in South Bethlehem. It's an all-ages event, but bring your ID if you plan on using the 21 and over privileges.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. We're looking forward to the rave, and we're looking forward to learning more about BPA. Again, I think it's amazing what you guys are doing, and you're setting a good example for other citizens, in my opinion. So
thank you.
Great to tell this story. Keep it up. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.